Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie is hoping a key endorsement this week, along with his experience as the governor of New Jersey, will help energize his presidential campaign in New Hampshire. Christie is back in the Granite State this week, and WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks says he's been spending a lot of time there.
Chris Christie may be running from behind in a crowded Republican field, but he's running hard. Yesterday was his 50th day of campaigning in New Hampshire. He's made more visits to the state than any other candidate. On Monday night, he was in Loudoun for one of his many town meetings.
But a few weeks ago, the entire campaign changed because the single most important responsibility of the President of the United States, in my opinion, is to protect the safety and the security of the American people.
The Paris attacks have changed the focus of the presidential campaign, and Christie hopes that will help him. The New Jersey governor puts terrorism and national security at the center of his stump speech, and he uses blunt language to make his case. Christie says the world is threatening us now, and the U.S. should close its doors to Syrian refugees. And he chides President Obama for misplaced priorities.
No one can tell me that climate change is the foreign policy imperative in a world where Parisians who were just going to a concert, going out to dinner with their loved ones on a Friday night, are murdered in cold blood. No one can tell me that the president should be overseas trying to put together a coalition to fight climate change. He should stand up, be a real leader, and put together a coalition to destroy ISIS. That's what he should be spending his time doing.
Christie's stump speech includes a story about the 9/11 attacks when he lost contact with his wife, who was working in Manhattan that day, not far from the World Trade Center towers.
5.5 hours went by when I was trying to reach her. Both buildings fell. There were all kinds of reports. Now the plane hit the Pentagon. Now another plane went down in an open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. 3,000 people, and I didn't know where my wife was, and I couldn't find her.
His wife was fine and now accompanies him on the campaign trail. But he says that experience made him wise to the challenges facing the world today. And Christie says he has the experience as a U.S. attorney and as a Republican governor in the blue state of New Jersey to get things done and keep people safe. Some 200 people filled the Loudoun firehouse to hear Christie. They sat in folding chairs alongside the fire trucks, and many of them liked his focus on terrorism.
When I came back from Vietnam, I didn't have to worry about the VC jumping out of a bush trying to kill me.
Dave Copson is a voter from Loudoun, New Hampshire, who says he's still undecided.
But now, anywhere in the world, you've got these Muslim terrorists that are wreaking havoc, and no one seems to do anything about it. And it's, to me, it's absurd. It's ridiculous.
He lived through 911. His wife was working in the city at that time. He has firsthand experience with all of that.
This is Marie Curry from Concord, who says she's now a Christie supporter.
And I think I just think he would be a great commander-in-chief. I think he'd be strong, and I think he would help our nation to regain some of what it's lost over the last 7 years.
In recent months, Christie's campaign has struggled. Because of low poll numbers, Republican debate organizers excluded him from some of the main events. But this week, he got a big boost, an endorsement from the Union Leader, the iconic conservative New Hampshire newspaper.
We think Christie stands the best chance of getting the nomination and getting it away from Mr. Trump.
This is Joe McQuaid, the publisher of the Union Leader. He calls Donald Trump, who's been leading in the polls, dangerous. And he says Christie is the best hope to defeat him and the eventual Democratic nominee.
Christie's performance since Paris, he speaks with some authority. He's a brusque guy. People are so distrustful of Washington that they're looking for somebody who, as I said about Christie, speaks with the bark off, like Trump in that respect. But I think Christie knows what the hell he's talking about.
Christie also has his critics. Democrats point out that under his governorship, New Jersey's credit rating was downgraded a record 9 times. Public employee unions accuse him of breaking promises to protect pensions. And a U.S. prosecutor continues to investigate the so-called Bridgegate scandal after some of his aides engineered a massive traffic jam for political payback, though Christie has not been implicated. But here in New Hampshire, Wayne McDonald, state chairman of the Christie campaign, says Christie's many visits will pay off.
We need to do well in New Hampshire. We've made no secret of that. The governor's invested a lot of time here. This is our 36th town hall meeting. This is the 49th day in New Hampshire since January, more than any other candidate. You know, that's basically what he's doing and what he needs to do, and it's going to serve him well.
McDonald was co-chair of John McCain's campaign back in 2000, when McCain practically moved to New Hampshire and almost won the Republican presidential nomination. With that same strategy in 2008, McCain did win. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.